Jesus from Colossians, will you open our hearts and minds to what you want to say to us today? Amen. We all know that being healthy is really important if we want to grow as humans and do the things that we'd like to do in our lives. And if we're unhealthy or ill, that can be difficult. It's hard to help those we love if we're not feeling well ourselves. Healthy things grow and bear fruit. And the same is true for churches. Healthy churches grow and bear fruit. In verse 10 of our Colossians reading, Paul's desire is for the Colossians to be a healthy church, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God and being strengthened. And my hope and prayer is the same for us as a parish, for St. Paul's and for St. Saviour's, that we will be fruitful, we'll be growing, we'll be strengthened by God. Paul begins this letter to the Colossians and saying that he gives thanks to God because of their faith in Christ Jesus and for their love for all the saints. God has been growing the church in Colossae, and in both in faith and in love and in number, and he's thankful for all of that. And in many ways, the Colossian church was a healthy church. And here in the parish of Fern Hill, St. Paul's and St. Saviour's are in many ways healthy churches and growing. And so I want to begin by giving thanks to God for the different ways that God has been growing us and bearing fruit in the parish over the last 5 years since I've been here. Some examples include through the CAP debt coaching that Becky and John have been doing, over 100 people have become debt-free. We've got over 20 teenagers coming along to our JGL youth group on Wednesday. We've seen 45 people coming every month to our seniors lunch club. Over 25 people have become Christians, and over 50 people have joined one of our congregations, at least. I mean, these statistics are, it's hard to give exact numbers, but estimating that those figures. And so that's something amazing that I want to give God thanks for, amongst all the other amazing stuff that has been happening as well. The church in Colossae was growing and bearing fruit. However, there were also some false teachers who were spreading heresy. So Paul writes this letter, probably from a prison cell in Rome, trying to correct the teaching and help them focus on the true gospel that they first heard from Epaphras. Paul writes and prays because he wants them to grow and he wants them to bear fruit. He says in verse 5 that the source of their faith and love is the hope of the gospel and in the Spirit, verses 8, 5 and 8. So what is the gospel? Well, verse 5 says it's the word of truth. And actually, later on in the reading, if you read further on in Colossians chapter 1, it says that the gospel is that everyone has peace with God through the blood of Jesus. It says these words, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. And if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant." So the gospel, in a nutshell, is that we have peace with God and we have peace with others through the blood of Jesus. All relationships are transformed through the blood of Jesus. Our relationship with God is restored. We're reconciled for the death of Jesus on the cross. Sins are forgiven, we're free from accusation, we have a clean slate. And in God's sight, we are holy and blameless, we are free. So this is the good news, this is the truth of the gospel. Gospel means good news. If we fully understand this good news, it will transform how we live, how we relate to others as well. If we can understand how much that we have been forgiven we can in turn get to that place where we can forgive others. The Colossian church understood the gospel. And in verse 6, it says, the gospel of grace is the source of growth. Paul writes, over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood it. God's grace is in all its truth. They understood about God's grace. One way to think about God's grace is to use the acronym for the letters G-R-A-C-E, which spells out grace, which is God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. The gospel is a gospel of grace. It's about how Jesus Christ's blood on the cross enables us to have everything that God has to offer us. It's a free gift. There's no other way to get it. It's not about what we've done. It's all about what Jesus has done. And if we understand God's grace, we're better able to be full of grace to others. But we don't just need to hear, sorry, don't just need to know the grace in our heads, but experience that grace in our hearts as well, through the Holy Spirit working in our lives. In verse 8, it talks about the love in the Spirit. Jesus says in John 15, remain in my love. Remain in my love. Connect to Jesus the vine. And by doing that, we will bear fruit and we'll be able to show love to others. It's easy to love some people, but others can be a bit more tricky. But only love empowered by the Spirit can make it possible. If you're struggling to show love to someone today, maybe ask God to help you by his Spirit show love to them, so that his love might flow through you. In verse 9 to 10, Paul says he prays continuously for the Colossian church so that they will grow and bear fruit. These are his words. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you might live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. So motivated by the faith and love that the Colossian church have shown Paul, he keeps on praying for them. Prayer is not just for when things are bad, but also to keep on praying for more of the good stuff that God is giving us. Paul prays that they will know God's will and have wisdom and understanding through the Spirit, and that his hope is that will lead to fruitfulness, growth, strength, endurance, and patience. Would anyone like some of that? I certainly would. And it's a brilliant prayer that we can pray for ourselves and for our church. If we want to be healthy, growing community churches, it has to start and continue in prayer. I want us to grow in our prayer life as churches in the parish of Herne Hill, both when we are together, but also when we are apart. So I know many of you already pray for St. Paul's, and please continue to do that. Pray for one another, pray for the different ministries and things that are happening in the parish. And then by doing that, God will bear fruit in our lives and in our community. So to finish, I'd love just to pray for us all, and using these verses at the end of our reading from Colossians. So let's close our eyes as we pray together. God, we ask you to fill us with the knowledge of your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God and being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints, and in the kingdom of light. Amen.